Night is Monday night, December 16th or 14th of Tevet. This is the Gemara Shir of the Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Hey, Rabotai. We're on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis.
Where's my notes?
Okay, I have one he'ara on the Gemara which we ended previously, and the Gemara on the top of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Again, let us just get our focus. We haven't met for 3 weeks. The Gemara is trying to understand what days we could possibly have 48 tkiot, 48 sounds of the shofar, and the Gemara was searching for other possibilities other than the one day documented in the Mishnah. The Mishnah documented day was Erev Shabbos Shebetoch HaChag. Erev Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot, you had all of the sounds, because it was Erev Shabbos, you had all of the sounds because of the Nisuch HaMayim, and so on and so forth. As a result, it wound up to be 48. The Gemara asked the question, we'll read the Gemara itself. Ve'ein mosif en al memches. The Gemara had said Shir Erev Pesach Shecholias Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says Ve'ein mosif en al memches. It is impossible to have any more than 48. Ask the Gemara V'loi. For Hoika Erev HaPesach Shecholias B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach which comes out on Shabbos. De'ila Rabbi Yehuda Chamishin V'Chada. Ila Rabbanan Chamisha V'Sheva. On Erev Pesach, which comes out on Shabbos, in addition to the regular obligations of Shabbos, now you have regular obligations of Friday, you have lots of blasts due to the fact that it's Erev Pesach. What on Erev Pesach adds the blasts? The fact that you have blasts in conjunction with the Hallel that is recited during Shechitas HaPesach. The Gemara had said, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that there were, in order for all of Am Yisrael to fit into the Beis HaMikdash, it was impossible to bring the Korban Pesach at one time. So there were three shifts. One opinion is that they needed three complete shifts. What is a complete shift? To go through the Hallel completely while they are offering the Korban Pesach. So they would offer 3 times 9. Every time you recited the Hallel, 9 tekios were blasted. So on a regular day, So on a regular day, how many blasts do you have? What was the minimum of a regular day? 21. So Friday is a regular day, 21. Now you have 27 more because Hallel in conjunction with the Shechitas HaPesach. That's how much? 48. Now it's also Erev Shabbos, so you have another 9 today. Lahavdil min Melacha. So therefore, it would come out to be, according to the Rabbanan, Chamshin v'Sheva, 57 sounds. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the third time there weren't enough people for them to go through the Hallel. What? Completely. Therefore, they only went through the Hallel, barely finished the Hallel once. So they only had 9 sounds, and that was it. Excuse me, 3 sounds. No, 9 sounds. That's it. They only had 9. So instead of having 57, you take 57 minus 6, and what do you have? 51. But 51 is still more than 48. So asks the Gemara, why does the Mishnah say, Ein Mosif and Al Memches? There is another day of the year when there will be either 51, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that they blew nine times for the first sequence, 9 times for the second, only 3 times for the third. According to the Chachamim, they blew 9, 9, and 9. You have 57 sounds on that particular day. How does the Mishnah make a statement, Ein Mosif and Al Memches? answers the Gemara. Ki katani midei deisi b'chol shana. You only quote something where it happens on a regular basis every single year. Erev Pesach coming on Friday doesn't happen that frequently. But an Erev Shabbos shebesocha chag, that happens every single year. Virtually every single year. That you have a Friday in the middle of Sukkot. Sukkot is a 7-day holiday. One of the days of Sukkot is bound to be a Friday. So therefore, the Mishnah says, since it's not mentioned all the time, under those circumstances, we would necessarily not list this in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah gives you a broad discussion concerning regular activities, not necessarily on Erev Pesach Chalias B'Shabbos. There is a titanic machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam, as to who used to sing the Hallel during Shechitas HaPesach. If you take a look at Rashi on the top of the page, Erev Pesach, Rashi says, Sheyesh b'Shechitas HaPesach Chav Zayin Tkios, Shehapesach Nishchat B'Gimel Kitot, Kat Achar Kat. Korban Pesach was offered in three groups. This is what we just said. Kedama v'tama nishchat. V'chol kat korah es ha-halel gimel pa'amim. Shehayu pischeim memrubin. Every group would read the halel three times. Every time you recited the halel was what? Three blasts, total of nine. 3 times 3 is 9. But if you read that Rashi, who did say the halel? Who sang the halel? What does it appear from Rashi? The group, the people who are shechting. Me and you, who shechted the korban, would say Hallel during Chitas HaPesach. However, if you take your sheets, if anybody has, give me anybody an extra sheet there, then I can take a look at it. Thank you. Just to tell you which one it is. Because we've got lots of Rambams in this packet. If you take a look at Perek Aleph of Hilchas Korban Pesach, Halacha Yud Aleph, says the Rambam, Hayu Pachos Bichamishim, if there was a group of 50 people or less left in the Azara, Ein Shochtin Es HaPesach L'Chatchila. Very strange. Not going to discuss it tonight. There was a lot of discussion. Namely, they went into groups and only 50 people came late. 50 people came late, hey! If there's less than 50, you don't shech the Korban Pesach. It's not for our discussion tonight. Vim shachtel kasher. But if you did, it's perfectly okay. Vim shachtan kulam bevasachas kasher. If all of Klal Yisrael jammed their way in and wanted to be in the first round, so we would all be kasher. It's not a halacha l'mashinai that you have to divide into three groups. That was done for practical considerations, that people shouldn't trample each other and cause a panic. Kesad nishchat, nichasa hakata rishona, achitis malah azara. First group enters until the azara is full. V'noalin dalso eso azara. Then we lock the doors. Very big safety, fire hazard. They lock the doors of the azara. Umaschilin lishchotis pischayim. V'chol zman shehin shoychtin, umakrivin, korim halaviyim es ha-halel. Says the Rambam, Leviim were the ones who sing the Hallel, obviously against Rashi.
What's the makrivin when they took the blood?
When they offered the korban. So,
well, wasn't the korban? Didn't they cook it themselves?
No, that's later. That's after hakrova. First, you have to bring a korban. You need shechita. Then you take the blood to the mizbeach, and then you sprinkle the blood.
That's the hakrova.
When you sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, then the meat is taken outside of the azara, and you cook it in your own house.
You roast it on your spit.
Yeah.
Is there any other time that we, well, Rashi thinks that somebody other than the Levim are saying any shira in the azara?
Is there any other time?
Yeah. Like, I always thought, I was under the impression that it's only the Levim doing the shira.
Well, that's what the Rambam says. Rashi says he.
I don't even understand from Rashi that he says anybody other than the Levim.
I know, but everybody said. There's a long brisker rav that I'm going to tell you about, and he says Rashi consistently says that it's the people themselves singing, And the Brisker Rav asks the following question. The Gemara in Erechin tells us, Gemara in Erechin says, that there are 12 days, we had seen this once before, 12 days a year, Shehechalil Mukeh, that they would play not just ordinary instruments, but the Chalil. Our perek is called Hechalil. So there is a brisa in Erechin that says that the Chalil only played 12 days. Only 12 days. And amongst the 12 days is Erev Pesach during Shechitas HaPesach. Says the Brisker Rav, we started off this perek on Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we came to a debate whether Ika Shira Bekli or Ika Shira Bepeh. What was the primary expression of what? Of Shira in the Mikdash. Either it was the musical instrumentation, which the Chalil is one of them, or is it that the main kiyum of Shira is done through the singing? And the Chalil is only done to augment and enhance the sound produced by those singing. Well, if you believe that the Chalil is Mukeh 12 days a year, the Gemara says that opinion is based on the fact that Ika Shira Bekli, that the Ika Shira is Bekli, and those 12 days you must have the Chalil. Must have the Chalil. Now, who is going to be playing the Chalil in the Beis HaMikdash? Who? Only the Levium. Only the Levium. Therefore, it stands to reason that the Gemara there understands that there is a combination between those who do the Shira Bepeh, augmented with what? With the Chalil, the Shira Bekli. So the Gemara leads you to the impression that the ones who are doing the singing will augment this singing with what? With the Chalil. That's only the Levium. Therefore, the Griz, right there on that, on this Rambam, Chidushi HaGriz, asks the question on Rashi. How does Rashi say that the people sing it? Shira is reserved only for what? For Levium. When we say the pasuk in Parshas Ekev describing Shevet Alevi, la'amod ulishares bishmo, la'amod ulishares bishmo, says Rashi in the Chumash, what is an expression of Sheirut of Alevi? They are a mishorerim, they are the singers. That is called Sheirut in the Beit HaMikdash. So how can Rashi suddenly say that it is the halacha of that here the all of Yisraelim sing? Answers the Brisker Rav in defense of Rashi. He says, typical Brisker answer, there are two mechayvim of saying Hallel in the conjunction of the Korban Pesach. Two mechayvim. One mechayv is that a Korban Pesach is like any other Korban that's brought, and certain korbanot require shear. From that perspective, there is no doubt that what? That it had to be the Levi. But Pesach also has another Mechayev of Hallel. How do I know that it has another Mechayev of Hallel? Because when is the second time that Hallel is recited in conjunction with some aspect of the Korban Pesach? When is the second time that Hallel is recited? When? At the night, at the Seder. Hallel ta'un Pesach ta'un Shira b'shchitaso u'be'achiloso. So there is a connection between Achilas HaPesach and saying praise. Why? You want to demonstrate. Why am I eating this roasted lamb tonight? Why? Because I want to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu al shum shepasach al batei avoseinu b'mitzrayim ve'esbateinu hitzil. He skipped over the houses in Mitzrayim, all the Jewish homes sprinkled with the blood, and he saved our homes. So there is obviously a connection as a chiyuv hoda'ah to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in conjunction with the Pesach. So Rashi is not denying the halacha that the Levium would sing the shir. Of course the Levium would be singing the shir. But in addition, the rest of Klal Yisrael are related directly to the Korban Pesach. Proof? Because it requires Hallel ba'achiloso. And achiloso is not related only to the Levium. Everybody's obligated to eat a kezias of Korban Pesach. In fact, furthermore, says the Brisker Rav, even the hakrava of the Korban Pesach relates to each individual. Everybody knows that there are only two mitzvot asei. If you fail to observe them, that there is a punishment for failure to do a mitzvah. Every other mitzvah asei, 246, you get a credit, you get a kiyum mitzvah for doing the mitzvah, no punishment for not doing a mitzvah. You don't wear tzitzis, no punishment. You don't eat in the sukkah, no punishment. You don't get a mitzvah. You don't hear shofar in Rosh Hashanah, no aveira. There's only two mitzvot asei. Mila and Korban Pesach. Mila is a funny one because you are chayiv kares for not having circumcised yourself, but you have your whole life to do it. You still have a chance. If your father didn't do it when you were a pesher, 8 days old, when you become bar mitzvah, you're obligated to circumcise yourself every single day. So when does the chayiv kares kick in for bris mila? When? When you die. When you no longer have the chance to do so. So it's a little odd that that's one of the two. Because it doesn't kick in until the end of your life. Korban Pesach, it kicks in when? Right after Pesach. If you, B'mezid, did not bring a Korban Pesach, not you didn't eat the Korban Pesach. If you don't eat the Korban Pesach, that's just like any of the other 246 mitzvahs I say. For what is their kares? If you fail to be makriv for Korban Pesach. So the hakrava is related to each individual. If you are not makriv a korban, you are chayiv kares. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, don't get hot under the collar with Rashi. There is a special kiyum mitzvah to say halal, and that's what Rashi chose to emphasize here. And it's don't get all excited. It's not that he's denying the korban element. That, of course, is done to be done only by the Leviim, nobody else. Nobody from the aspect of the korban, but there are two mechayvim in relationship to shchitas ha-pesach.
So was the whole group inside the azara? They said a manui group, 10 people on a lamp.
Everybody's there.
All then came, or just the guy who was doing the shchita for the group?
Okay, that's a different question. In all probability, only the guy who was appointed.
And he's the only one that says halal.
That's correct.
Assuming.
That's correct. Right. Good. Let's continue with the Gemara.
Alan's question, say it a different way. Is there any other time where anyone else sings besides a Levi? Except this one place?
No. No. There is no other time that anybody sings besides this place. Yeah. No. Besides this time? No. No. Okay. Long again, invite them. So the Gemara answered, caves in and says, yes, there were 51 or 57. But it doesn't happen frequently, hence the Mishnah doesn't list it. Asks the Gemara, Otu Erev Shabbos Shibesoch Achad Mi Isi B'chol Shana Zimnin D'lo Mishkach Aslei. There is a possibility that what? That there is no Erev Shabbos Shibetoch Achad. The Heichi Dami. How is it possible that there is no Erev Shabbos Shibetoch Achad? Heichi Dami. Kigon Shichol Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos. The first day of Yom Tov comes out when?
On Friday.
Good. So, now what happens? How does this take care of it? The halacha of the Chalil is not Doicha Yontif. You only blow it when? All of these, the Chatzotzros, in the context of the what? Of the... Of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when we're blowing, never takes place on Yontif, because it's not that we had at the beginning of the Perek. That Hechalil Shisha V'Shiva. Under what circumstances is Chalil only Shisha? On the first day of what? Excuse me, Chalil is Chamisha V'Shisha. Six times, six or five. If the first day of Yontif comes out on a Friday, what happens under those circumstances? There are 2 days when you don't blow. When you don't have the ceremony of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Friday and Shabbos. If the first day of Yontif is a Shabbos, then you will now have 7 days with what? 6 days of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the Gemara is trying to say that if the first day of Yontif comes out on a... If Erev Shabbos is the first day of Yontif, you're not going to have more than 48. Why? Because the whole ceremony, the tekes of the simcha of the Chalil and the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not going to take place on that particular day. It only takes place on Chol HaMoed. That's what the Gemara answers. V'heichi dami kigon shechol yontav arishon be'erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Ki mekle'in on yontev rishon be'erev Shabbos mitche dachinen lei. There is no such thing as what yontev shecholiyas be'erev Shabbos. First day sukkahs can't be on Friday. That's why the Gemara doesn't count this case. Why? Because it's never going to happen. Why is it never going to happen? Because when Beis Din sees that the first day of Sukkot is going to be on Friday, they push it off. Why? Because they wind up, Yom Kippur will be Friday or Sunday. Because if the first day of Sukkot is on a Friday, what else is on a Friday? Rosh Hashanah. So if Rosh Hashanah is on a Friday, then Yom Kippur is on a Sunday. And we don't want that to happen. So they're always going to push it off. If they're going to push it off, there's nothing to discuss in this particular Gemara. Ki mekle'in and yontav rishon v'erev Shabbos mitchi dachinen lei. My timer, why would we actually push off the Kiddush HaChodesh? Kevon the ikla yontav rishon shachag lios v'erev Shabbos Yom HaKippurim Eimas, when is Yom Kippur? B'chag b'Shabbos. Hilkach dachinen lei. Therefore we push it off. Hence there's nothing ever to discuss about Erev, first day of Yontav coming out on Shabbos. On a Friday rather. So if you take our booklet...
Let me just ask you, couldn't
they
just have unique blasts?
What?
Unique blast?
Yeah,
this is repetitive of the halal. I mean, they didn't want to count each time. They didn't count the halal as 18, but this is like we count it black, count it once, and then now it's.
No, this is Yontav Sukkot, Erev Sukkot, not Pesach.
No, I know. I'm talking about the original question. The answer to the original question. They could have just said we only counting original. We're only counting original blasts. We're not going to count with repetition.
Okay, perhaps, maybe. Gemara could have said that. It's possible. So here you have on page 7 in the back, and Rav Kibege asks, how come it goes from 5 to 7? Why there's no page 6? Kibege asks that question. And he writes, Vitzarachin Gadol. Vitzarachin Gadol. He doesn't know why. My Adler labeled them 5 then 7, not 6. Kibege asks that question. So here the Gemara will give us two Gemara answers why we don't want Yom Kippur on Sunday. We gave one based on the fact that some Rishonim, don't quote this Gemara, it's like the offshoot of the Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara itself says. It's the first wide line of the Gemara. Amar Ula. Yadi Chavrin Bavloi. My tivusa avdinan bahadayu. The scholars in Bavel know very well what good things we do for them in Eretz Yisrael. What good things we in Eretz Yisrael do on behalf of them. My tivusa, what good do we do for them? We make sure that what? Rosh Chodesh Tishrei never comes out on Friday. We make sure. Why? Ula Omar Mishum Yarkia, Yerek. Because the vegetables are going to get spoiled. You have 2 days in a row of what? Of Yontiv. Where you can't prepare. Things are going to get spoiled. Stuff's going to get spoiled in 2 days. Can't cook. Stuff's going to get spoiled. Ravacha Bar Chanin Amar Mishum Masya. Because of people who die. The halacha is, if somebody dies on Yontiv, and there is a chashash of nivul hameis, that the body will begin to decompose, you're allowed to bury the person on Yontiv Rishon, al yidei amamin, with Gentile participation. A Jew is not allowed to participate at all. Yontiv Sheni, a Jew is allowed to do it as well, because it's only Yontiv Sheni. However, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, there are no exceptions whatsoever. Never allowed to engage in any burial on Shabbos, nor Yom Kippur. So if you have somebody who's going to die late Erev Yom Kippur, so he's going to have to remain without being buried for 2 days, and it'll lead to Nivul HaMeis. So there are two different explanations which the Gemara offers why we should never have a consecutive Yom HaKippurim and a Shabbos. Yom HaKippurim and a Shabbos. Either because of the vegetable situation. If you take a look at Rashi says, in the middle of the page, Mishum Yarkia, Lehafrid Shabbos V'Yom Tov, Zemizeh, Kideshilo Yichmoshi Yirakos Haneecholos Kishehin Chayin B'Shabbos She'acha Yom Tov or B'Yom Tov Achara Shabbos. This explanation of Yarkia applies not only from Yom Kippur to when? To Shabbos, but applies to every Yom Tov. They would make sure that no first day of Yom Tov ever comes out on a Friday. Why? Because vegetables, when they're lying around, begin to spoil. And you'd have 2 days in a row when you're not allowed to cut a vegetable. Yom Tov Friday, and then Shabbos.
Why can't you cut it on Friday?
Because it's Yom Tov.
I mean, off the tree we're talking about?
Yes.
Oh, harvesting. Oh, okay.
Right. And you'd have to rely on vegetables that you plucked when? On Thursday. By the time you have a vegetable plucked on Thursday and you're eating it on Shabbos, it's already hasfafolt. It's already, our kids, it's not 100%, they're not going to eat it. You know, so under those circumstances, you are not permitted to eat it. And as a result, it applies to every single Yom Tov. However, the explanation of Masya only applies to Yom Kippur. Because there is an avenue available if there are 2 days of Yom Tov, of Yom Tov and Shabbos. Bury him on the first day of Yom Tov when it's perfectly okay. Al Yudei Amamin. Al Yudei Amamin.
If Yom Tov Shabbos, then you do Amamin on Friday. If it's Shabbos Yom Tov,
you do it on the second. If it's Shabbos Yom Tov, you do it on Sunday.
Shavuot can fall in part then.
Shavuos? Yeah. And now, so we're going to see in a second, this is talking about Bizman HaRi'iyah, and not necessarily Bizman HaCheshbon. They are going to be, how are they going to guarantee that they're not going to, that it's not going to, any Yom Tov is going to come out on Friday? How are they going to guarantee it? By not being Mekadosh Techodesh. Right? Well, and we'll see right now, there are various excuses why you should be Ma'abed Hashana or be Ma'abed Chodesh. There's going to be a whole Gemara in Sanhedrin about that. When you can be Ma'abed Hashana, what are the legitimate reasons to make a leap year, and what are the legitimate reasons to what? To make a leap month. Make a leap month. So therefore, the Gemara says, we are never going to allow, in this case, they're talking about, according to everybody, it's talking about Yom Kippur, and therefore they never allowed witnesses to testify on Friday morning, which would have declared that day as the first day of Sukkot. They'll tell the witnesses, you know what, come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. We'll see a couple of issues about that in a second. Says the Gemara, so I'm going to read a couple more lines, Gemara. Ask the Gemara, back in the Gemara, Umi dechinan lei? Do we really create an artificial rejection of Yom Kippur coming out on Friday and Sunday by not being Mekadesh the Chodesh on a Friday, making sure that we're never Mekadesh the Chodesh on a Friday or a Sunday? Is that, do we actually do that? Impossible. On a Wednesday in our calendar, can't be Rosh Hashanah, can't be Wednesday either, so Yom Kippur should be Friday. Do we do such a thing? For Hatnan, Chelve Shabbos Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. Chelve Shabbos Kraven B'Yom HaKippurim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Every korban has certain fats that have to be brought on the Mizbeach. The bringing of the fats on the Mizbeach, as opposed to the Zrikas Adam has to be done before Shkia, as we spoke about in the Gemara Shir. Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama. After Shkia, you cannot go ahead and sprinkle the blood. But the offering of the limbs can be done at night. Can be done at night. So now, if you bring a korban on Shabbos, and for some strange reason the Kohanim did not burn the fats and the limbs on Shabbos, they do it Saturday night. No problem. If they bring a korban when? On a Friday. When do they bring the limbs? On Friday night, on Shabbos. But there is an opinion that says, Chelve Shabbos are craven b'Yom HaKippurim. There's a debate. Some say Chelve Shabbos are karev on Yom Kippur. Some say Chelve Shabbos are not karev on Yom Kippur. But the only time they can have a debate is if what happens. If it's on Sunday or Friday. It's the only way you can have it. So apparently, they didn't push it off. That's the Gemara's question. Umi dachinan lei. Do we necessarily make sure that Yom Kippur does not come out on a Sunday? We don't necessarily do that. If we're going to allow Yom Kippur to fall out on Sunday, when was Rosh Hashanah? On a Friday. If Rosh Hashanah was on a Friday, what else is on a Friday? First day of Sukkot. So we're now back to the question, why didn't the Mishnah list the 40, that there was a day of 48 kios on the first day of Sukkot? For Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said, Ki havinan beira bebavel, when I was a Rav in Bavel, Heva Amri, they used to say, Ha desanya, that which we learned in a brisa. Yoim hakipurim shecholios erev Shabbos. Lo ha yitokin, ubematzoi Shabbos lo hayam avdilin. Divrei hakolhi. That which brisa which says, that when erev when Yom Kippur comes out on a Friday, they do not blow the blasts to stop people from doing malacha as Shabbos is approaching. Why don't they blow the blasts to stop people from doing malacha on that Friday? Because they're not doing the malacha in any event. Today's Yom Kippur. And when Yom Kippur comes out on Saturday night, you don't make Havdalah. Why don't you make Havdalah? Because Havdalah is to be Mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. And the word Kodesh L'chol is here, is between ben Yom Ashvi L'Sheshes Yemei HaMa'aseh. Here, this Sunday is not one of the Sheshes Yemei HaMa'aseh. You're not allowed to do anything, because it's Yom Kippur. Hence, there is no Havdalah recited ben Shabbos to Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Zeira said, initially I believed, when I was a Rav in Bavel, I was under the impression that this was in agreement with everybody. Well, if it's in agreement with everybody, once again, what happens? What does everyone agree? Shabbos and Yom Kippur can come back to back. If Shabbos and Yom Kippur come back to back, first day of Sukkot could have been on Friday too. So it amplifies the question. Then, however, he says, Kisalikis lahasam, when I came to Eretz Yisrael to serve as a Rav, said Rab Zeira, Ashkachte l'Rabbi Huda b'rei de Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I found Rabbi Huda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Yosevika Omar, Rabbi Akiva he. This is a side point of information. Only Rabbi Akiva says that what? That Yom Kippur can fall out together with Shabbos, and hence you don't what? Make Havdalah, and you don't blow the sounds to be Mavdol Malach. But everyone else disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Okay, fine. That's just as a side point. But what's the real point of information? What's the real question? It still happens. So how can the Gemara says it never happens? Answers the Gemara, Loikash. Ha Rabbanan, ha Acherim. There is a debate between the Rabbanan and Acherim, and many say Acherim is Rabbi Meir. Acherim, Rabbi Meir, whether or not they ever toyed with the calendar, whether they ever manipulated the calendar. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Acherim Omrim, Ein Bein Atzeres La Atzeres, Ve Ein Bein Rosh Hashanah La Rosh Hashanah. Ela arba yamim bilvad. You have a way of predicting exactly when Rosh Hashanah, what day of the week Rosh Hashanah will come out every single year. If one day of the year it's Sunday, next year it's going to be 4 days later. Guaranteed to happen. Guaranteed. How can it be guaranteed? Because every single month is fixed. It's fixed whether it's going to be Mole or Chaser. And nobody tampers with anything. 6 months will be Mole, 6 months will be Chaser. As a result, when you do your calculus BC calculations, you will come to the conclusion how many days of the year there are. 6 months times 30 and 6 months times 29. How many you get? What's the total? 354? So it comes to 354?
That's to be even.
Okay. And And how many days are in the secular calendar? 365. So it's 11 days apart. It's 11 days. Well, if you go through a week, the Rosh Hashanah is going to be 4 days less than a week apart. It's guaranteed to happen. Because there's no such thing with toying with the calendar. 1 month is Malay, 1 month is Chaser, no matter what happens. That's Acherim's opinion. And in Eishnasa Ibur, Ve'im Haisa Shana Mulberes, Chamishayam. If it'll be a Shana Mulberes, there will be 5 days in the week difference between what? Between Rosh Hashanah 1 year and Rosh Hashanah the next year. Whereas the Chachamim say, no, that's not the Rabbanan, that's not true. There can be many different types of calculations between how many days it is between one Rosh Hashanah and one Yom Kippur. Why? Because we never know how many days in the year they're going to be. Never know how many days in the year they're going to be. So, now does that mean that every single month can be a Malay, every single day, every month can be a Chaser? No. So the Rambam says, take a look at your sheets, which will be the Rambam on page... No, on page 3. The Rambam here gives you all of the possibilities, and he writes, he writes in Halacha Gimel at the end, Ad shiyu miktsas hashanim chadashim chaserim yoseh ahamaleim ubamiktsas hashanim chadashim meleim yoseh me'al chaserim. And then later on, where does he say the maximum that could be of male is 8? That's the maximum. Where does he say that? Tishri Elul Malay, Tevis Elul Chaser, Tevis Veilech Echad Malay VeEchad Chaser Al Aseder, Keitzah Tevis Chaser VeEchad Malay, Adar Nisa, Adar Chaser Nisa Malay, Iyer Chaser Nisa Malay. All right, so he writes in Halacha Hey that in theory he tells you exactly which months are going to be Malay and Chaser. He counts every one of them, with the exception of Cheshvan and Tislev. And he writes, Pa'amim yu shneim eleim, upa'amim yu shneim chaserim, upa'amim yu mar cheshvan chaser, v'kislev malay. So if both of them were to be what? Malayim, what will you have?
Eight.
You'll have 8 malayim. If both of them are chaser, you'll have 8 chaserim. So the Rambam believes that things were tampered with. It's not exactly 6 and 6 every single year. Because the Rama passing is like the Rabbana. So once you now manipulate, you will manipulate based on a certain need. What are those needs? The need in this case is to make sure that what? That that Yom Kippur doesn't come out on a Sunday or a Friday. So we happen to Paskin that way. There is another consideration of how they are Me'aber, and that refers to Ibur Hashanah. And here you'll find an interesting Rambam. If you'll take a look at page 2 on the list, page 2 on the handout, on the top of the page, which is Perek Dalet Hilchotei Zayin, there are two considerations which Besdin used, several considerations rather, which Besdin used whether there's going to be an Adar Sheni or not. Number one priority is Mimnei HaTekufa. Tekufa means the seasons. Since the solar calendar is 11 days longer than the lunar calendar, if you were not to make any adjustments, every single year in the general secular calendar, the Yontif would come out 11 days earlier. Eventually, Pesach would be March 8th. Next year it'll be February something. And that can't be. Because the Torah says that Pesach is identified as Chodesh Aviv. Has to be during the spring. So whenever they calculate and say that if the Shana is going, if the Pesach is going to wind up in the winter season, they add a leap year, and that's reason number one. Reason number two is Neha Aviv or Peres HaElan. That's the grain and the fruit. Let's assume the grain is not growing well. Not growing well. What critical korban has to be brought on the 5th, on the 16th day of the month of Nisan in order to be matir the chadash? Korban omer. Well, if the grain's not ready, can't bring the korban omer. So when they go out to the fields and they see the grain is not growing, under those circumstances, what happens? They make an adjustment and add an extra month to the year to delay Pesach. Then there are other considerations, which are called b'nei hadrachim or b'nei hagisharim. There are heavy snows, heavy rains, and the roads have been wiped out, totally wiped out. Now comes the mitzvah aliyah l'regel, and nobody's going to be able to get to Yerushalayim because the roads are wiped out, all the bridges are down. So what Beis Din does is they add an extra month of Adar, gives the working crew an extra month to repair, and that's it, no problem. Take a look at the Rambam. Yeira Eli, it appears to me, Shizesh Amru Chachamim, Ein Ma'abrin Bishnas Re'avon U'Bishvi'is. If there happens to be a famine, you should not add an extra month to that year. Why should you not add an extra month to that year? Why?
It's a bad year.
Okay, it's a bad year, that's true. But then you're going to delay the possibility of eating what? If the new grain grows, you're gonna have, if it suddenly starts to grow, you're going to have to wait an extra month until the Korban Omer. If there's a famine, don't tamper. Let it just end and that's it. Or during Shemitah year. During the Shemitah, don't lengthen the Shemitah year because it creates an unnecessary burden on the farmers. It means another month you're not allowed to plant, not allowed to till the land. Shelo ya'avrum b'hem imnei tzorach hadrachim v'hagisharim kayotzei b'hem. See, if the only option, the only reason why they would have considered an Ibur is because of road repair, then if it's Shnat Batzaron, Bitzaron, or Shvius, then don't do it. Aval im haisa hashana ru'uye lehitaber, mipnei hatekufa, if the season had to be adjusted, because otherwise what would have happened? Pesach would wind up in the spring. I don't particularly care if it's a famine year. I don't particularly care if it's what? If it's Shemitah. You're going to have to suffer the difference. Why? Based on the fact that the Torah identifies Pesach as Chag Aviv. And it's interesting, the Rambam uses what two words to introduce as halacha? Yira Eli. Means there ain't no such source anywhere in Talmud Bavli or Yerushalmi that codes this halacha. None whatsoever. It's all the Rambam's own opinion. So, Tzorech, what gives the Rabbanan a right to tamper with witnesses? How did they go ahead and make sure that the witnesses are not going to testify that today is Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah? How are they going to guarantee that?
Closed early.
What?
Closed early.
Okay, closed early is one. What happens if the Adam came at 6 in the morning, opening daybreak? What did they do? So the Gemara says, Ma'aymin Esa Eidim. They would terrorize them, confuse them, just to make a baloney story. Say, you said they try to question them, terrorize them, until they realize, hey, maybe we did see the new moon last night. Our stories are not jiving. And that's how, under those circumstances, they would tell them not to testify. Or, after the famous Takana quoted Masachas Beitza, that Ein Mekablin Esa Edim after Mincha. Because of the one time that they sang the wrong song on Rosh Hashanah, a very famous story, as a result, Beis Din just shuts the door. We're not accepting witnesses. And they will now tamper with this to make sure that what? The Chodesh is not tampered with. That is Svara of Acherim, according to most Rishonim. Why does Acherim say we don't tamper with them? Why? Because it looks like Mechse Kishikra. It looks like a lie. Why? You think these two witnesses are the only two guys who saw the new moon, the whole world? Anybody in Eretz Yisrael could have seen a new moon. And they're going to hear that what? Bezin wasn't Mekadesh to Chodesh until the next day. And they'll say, what's going on here? And, why is Bezin playing with the truth? The truth is, if it's what's called Nira Be'alil, perfectly clear night, every Tom, Dick and Harry can spot the new moon, it just makes it Chucha Tlula. And therefore Acherim say, you are never permitted to tamper with the calendar. It's just a sequence, Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, Malei Chaser, and you always wind up at exactly 354 days, end of discussion, and that's it.
What Gemara is it? Didn't we learn that a couple of years ago?
That's in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Chaf Amid Beis.
How can he be so certain that the moon's going to be seen every?
It's right not. Time? We can't. If the moon was not seen, then it was. That's correct. You're asking a question on Acherim.
Yeah.
That's an excellent question. According to Acherim, how does he guarantee that what that there was no clouds one night? How do you know it's supposed to be a mole? That's correct. It's a very good. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. Don't know. Now, we just learned the Rambam. We just saw the Rambam. The Rambam paskins against Acherim. Against Acherim. So if the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, what would you say about our issue? Does the Rambam think that there's going to be a Yom Kippur on a Sunday? Or a Friday?
No.
No. Because our flow of the Gemara says that if you allow tampering, what are you going to do? You're going to guarantee that Yom Kippur doesn't come out on Friday and Sunday. Who would say that you can't tamper? Only Acherim. We just saw the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh who says that I paskin like Rabbana. There could be up to 8 Meleim or 8 Chaserim. Obviously, it's going to be tampered with. Good. If it's going to be tampered with, I want you to look at the following two Rambams and ask me a question. I want you to look at page 4. Line 3 of the Rambam. Line 3 of the Rambam, please. Rambam says, Chelve Shabbos Belele Kraven Belele Yomtov. Imchal Yomtov Belios Bumsoy Shabbos. Aval Ein Kraven Belele Yomakipurim. Shine Emar Olat Shabbat Bishabato. Velo olat Shabbat zu b'Shabbat acheret. So what does the Rambam say?
Could be on a Sunday.
What? Yom Kippur had to be on a Sunday. Otherwise, what's he talking about? So many ask the question on the Rambam. If the Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh already paskin like the Rabbanan that we allow tampering with the calendar, so then there could never be a possibility that Yom Kippur is on Sunday. So why does the Rambam have to call the halacha and say that what? That you are not permitted to be korev, the chalavim of the korban tamid shel shachar, or korban tamid shel bein arbaim, or the korban musaf haShabbos on Saturday night, which happens to be Yom Kippur. It's never going to happen.
Well, almost never.
But that's why he says Yerayalim. I mean,
no, this is not a Yerayalim.
No.
But that's talking about Ibra Hashanah. Ibra Hashanah.
The fact that we allow the tampering doesn't mean that we can guarantee we're going to tamper successfully every year.
It's very easy to tamper. The only way you have to do is worry about it is Rosh Hashanah Tishrei. Just don't declare that, which would make sure that you all need is one tampering. Whenever you see Rosh Chodesh Tishrei scheduled to come, just tamper. Now look at page 5. Halacha Chaf Aleph. Perek Hei of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Chaf Aleph.
That's pretty black on white.
Well, what does the Rambam say? You don't make Havdalah. Well, if you don't make Havdalah, obviously it isn't back to back. So why is he wasting two halachas if the Rambam says it's never going to happen because I paskin like the Rabbanan? Our Gemara says that if you adopt the Rabbanan's opinion, they made sure that Yom Kippur never came out on Shabbos. The Rambam paskin like the Rabbanan. So why is he quoting this halach in the first place? So there are three answers given by the Rishonim, by the Nosei Kalim of the Rambam. Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, everybody has an answer for the Rambam. Answer number one is that there is a difference between Zman HaRe'iyah and Zman HaCheshbon. And Zman HaCheshbon. Bizman HaRe'iyah, it's possible to what? They made sure that's when they tampered. They tampered. Bizman HaRe'iyah, they tampered. However, Bizman HaCheshbon, there's no more tampering. So once they set the calendar, and that he doesn't, this first answer is, well, this is before Hillel calculated. Once they set the calendar, anything can happen. Because once they set the calendar, is any tampering involved? There's no more tampering around. If there is no tampering around, it's possible that Yom Kippur can come out on Sunday. When you're dealing with Zman HaRe'iyah, therefore you can tamper. But if you can't tamper, it's not available, so the Rambam covers both bases. Now, the rejection of that answer is that when Hillel made the calendar, what did he build into it? That Yom Kippur could never come Friday and Sunday. So, your answer is no answer. Because since we've had the Cheshbon, there has never been once a Yom Kippur on a Friday or Sunday. So it's obvious that even though you cannot tamper any longer, it was created in such a fashion that what? The Yom Kippur would never come out Friday. So therefore that's the question on that answer. Second answer. You were dealing with Amaratzim sitting on the Bezdin. Amaratzim sitting on Bezdin. What does that mean? What does that mean? That the real leader halach is like the Rabbanan, that you can tamper. But this idiotic Bezdin paskened like Acherim, like Rabbi Meir, and told Bezdin, what did they do? We're never going to tamper. They're going to have 6 months fixed, mole, 6 months thing. Nope. So the Rambam had to take into consideration a Bezdin shel ta'us. None of these answers are very good, tell you the truth. And as a result, he covers himself both bases. Both Bizman HaMikdash and Bizman. That's a second answer. Third answer says, yes, the Rambam paskens like the Rabbanan. There is no doubt. No doubt. However, borrowing something from Rabbi Meir, if Rosh Hashanah was scheduled to come out on a particular day, and it worked out perfectly 29 days since the last appearance of the new moon, and it was a beautiful night that night, on that particular month, where if it works out perfectly, that it should be a chaser, and what? And what happens? And it's a perfectly clear night, Bezdin, despite the fact that they had the right to be ma'aber that chodesh and make it a malay, they chose not to do so based on Rabbi Meir's reason, because of mechsei keshikra. It looks like a chucha utulula. Looks like a joke. Looks like a joke. So the third answer of the Rambam is that Bezdin didn't have to manipulate, and certain years did not manipulate, because they were worried about the Pchisas HaKavod for Bezdin. How can these great scholars claim that Rosh Chodesh is the next day, when every Tom, Dick, Harry, and Sam counted 29 days, there was a perfectly clear night? That was it. There is a famous statement in Maseches Beitza on Vav Amud Beis, where Ula makes this fantastic statement, Miyamois Ezra Ve'elech, Lomatsinu Elul Me'ubar. Mimais Ezra Va'elech. From the time of Ezra on until Ula. That's a long time. We have never ever found one Elul that should have 30 days. Always had 29 days. And people ask, historically, how could that have happened? That all of those years, that's hundreds of years. Not one time was cloudy on that night of the 29th, after the 29th, exactly, Lomatsinu Me'elo Mububar, any time in the history from Yemais Ezra on. That's a fantastic statement to make. Fantastic statement to make.
So your point is that's how they made sure not to have this problem with Tishrei?
That's correct.
With
Because they decided, They decide. No, sometimes the Rambam will have Yom Kippur on Sunday because they didn't want to implement the Rabbanan's latitude of manipulating when it was clear to every day to everybody that today was Rosh Hashanah.
Basically, he's meaning they tampered, but they didn't tamper 100% of the
correct. Time. Sometimes they didn't tamper. That's correct. The Ritva, commenting in our Gemara, which says that on Yom Kippur you don't make Havdalah, says the Ritva, what does the Gemara mean? You don't make Havdalah al Hakais. You don't make Havdalah al Hakais. Why don't you make Havdalah? Excuse me. He says, I don't need a Gemara to tell me that when Yom Kippur comes out on Saturday night, you don't make Havdalah al Hakais. I don't need a Gemara to tell me that. Why? Because it's Yom Kippur. You can't drink the Kais. And, what about the option of giving it to a little baby, a kid to drink? Says the Ritva, we will never do so. Shema Asi Lemisrach. What will be the child trained to do? Oh, you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So he becomes a bar mitzvah boy or a bat mitzvah girl who will also eat on Yom Kippur. So that option doesn't exist. Proof to the pudding that it doesn't exist? Because the Gemara says in Erevin that there is one opinion that says you must recite the Shehecheyanu only by Kiddush. Asks the Gemara, when are you going to make Shehecheyanu on the night of Yom Kippur? You don't make Kiddush al HaKais. And the Gemara does not answer, Yonah, you did make Kiddush al HaKais. What do? Give it to a kid. So apparently the Eitzah of giving it to a kid is a non-issue. It is not to be done. When do we do that? During the 9 days. When Shabbos Chazoin and then Tisha B'Av is on a Tuesday, so our minhag is not to drink wine. So you make Havdalah on wine and then you give it to a little pisher because it's only a din d'rabban. It's a minhag, not even an iser to drink wine during the 9 days. So as a result, under those circumstances, you can give it to a kid. But when you're dealing with an iser d'oraisa, so there is no Havdalah on a kais without the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? Ein mavdilin, even betfila. In Shmon Esrei, you don't say Atachayin Antanu from Shabbos to Yom HaKippurim. You do not. So says the Ritva. And then the Ritva adds something else. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Yom Kippur on Sunday night, on Saturday night, that happens frequently. Tisha B'Av on Saturday night, says the Ritva, you don't make Havdalah Sunday night either. Because once Havdalah has been ne'ekar, from when? From Saturday night? There's no chiyuv to make Havdalah any longer. No chiyuv to make Havdalah. And here, we disagree with the Holy Ritva. We believe that even though you can't make Havdalah, because it's a tainus, the chiyuv Havdalah still exists, and hence, when can we implement it? Until Tuesday night. Like the Gemara says, you're allowed to make it until Tuesday night. This machloikis between the Ritva and others revolves around another famous machloikis about if somebody is in a state of aninus on Saturday night. Somebody passes away on Shabbos or late Friday afternoon and the burial cannot take place. So on Shabbos there's no aninus. So he's chayv in all mitzvos. Comes tseisah kachavim on Saturday night, he's an onein, he's not chayv in any mitzvos. So he certainly does not have to make Havdalah. Question is, when he gets up from Shiva, when he gets up from the cemetery, when the Kvur is over on Sunday, and he now converts himself from an Onein to an Avel, he's Chayiv in Mitzvah. Should he make Havdalah or not? So this is a machloikis between the Merama Rutenberg and the Rush. The Merama Rutenberg, the Rebbe said, he makes Havdalah on Sunday night. Because although he can't drink wine and he's pater for mitzvos, the chiyuv is still there. The chiyuv is still there. So he makes Havdalah on Sunday after he gets back from the cemetery. And the Rush says no. Once he's been exempt because of the Isur of Aninus, the din of Aninus, Havdalah is gone. He doesn't have to make Havdalah on Sunday. If you remember once in Shul, I quoted Rabbi Schechter who said that what you should do in such a situation is make Havdalah after Plag HaMincha on Shabbos. The Gemara says in Brachos that you're allowed to make Havdalah on Shabbos after Plag, on Shabbos afternoon. That's an hour and a quarter before sunset. You're allowed to daven Maariv, say Atachan Antonu and Shmon Esrei, and then make Havdalah al HaKais. So Rabbi Shechter said, that takes you out of the machloikis between the Rosh and the Maram of Rutenberg. Because you will have made Havdalah for that Saturday night before you entered into a state of Aninus. Because Aninus doesn't apply on Shabbos. So that's what he once recommended, that you should do that in order to avoid the machloikis, the Maram of Rutenberg and the Rosh. Yes?
Is this unique to the mitzvah of Havdalah, this idea of, what about other mitzvahs that are limited or by time?
Like what? Think of something. Here, there's a question about Sfirus Omer. So there is, you know. But where are you going to have, you know? He's putter. Can he resume the count the next night? You know. So there are many discussions. But
so what's
so give me a case. Give me a case.
Well, I'll say what's unique about Abdullah that we have this
because week? It's a weekday. And there is Aninus at that minute.
Why would you think there are many mitzvahs that are totally over an extended period of time and you might be exempt from it? It's
correct, but there's no makeup time. Right? There's no makeup. What are you going to hear? Havdalah has a makeup in theory till Tuesday.
What about tefillah? You're exempt from tefillah during Aninus.
Correct.
Do you say tashlumin afterwards?
No, you don't.
Why not?
It's a good question. Because you're exempt.
So the
real question on the real machlokes is how do we look at the extended time from Saturday night until Tuesday? Is it A, the primary time is when Saturday night, the rest is tashlumin? Well, if you're not chayiv at the primary time, there's no such thing as tashlumin. Or do we say when they said there is a takana of havdalah till Tuesday, that's the ikar mitzvah? It's done. You're allowed to make havdalah till Tuesday. Why do we make it on Saturday night? Because reason, makdim le mitzvos. In which case, after you've what? Gotten up from aninus and begun shiva, become anavel, you're still chayiv. That's really
Israel,
the quarter
machlokes. Do they marry at night in Israel?
Yes, they do.
So that's also Kriyat Shema.
That's correct.
So same thing, at the time of when Kriyat Shema hits, he's putter, and then after Beryl, does he say Kriyat Shema?
No. But that's a good question. He would. Because the mitzvah is not, the mitzvah is until the next morning. It's not that it's only at that time, and the rest of the day is tashlumin. That's not the way I look at it. All right, we'll stop here and continue next to Bach. Gemara's question, they say.
What happened if somebody goes to pass away on Erev Pesach back in the time when they were in the government Pesach?
An Onain?
Yes, you'd be conscious of this in government Pesach, and then you just make up a Pesach Sheni.
An Onain is not allowed to bring a korban. So you would bring a... Yeah, I don't remember how long... No, that's what one opinion is. The other says even if you're any other circumstance.
Rabbi Kiva Eger also asked how come the question of Rashi wasn't asked in the Shal Shudah Shem. Why is the Shudah Shem?